This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, I don't know if we need this.
Uh-oh.
But then again, when it comes to YouTube and all sorts of different social stuff, do we need any of it? I don't know. Well,
no.
There's a new channel on YouTube called There, I Ruined It. And what this person does is they take a popular song and they ruin it.
Oh,
I've seen his page and it's pretty awesome.
So we do. So you're a thumbs up on the page.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, well, I'm thumbs up for if this is going to help this person get through whatever bullcrap we're all going through. I'm all for it.
Oh, all right.
Who's he hurting? Other than the artist that he's ruining, he decided to ruin their songs.
Well, you do have that going for you. So Johnny Cash, you remember him?
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he was a famous guy. He has a song called Folsom Prison Blues, very iconic Johnny Cash song. And this guy decided, you know, it's a country song, sort of. Let's, you know.
Well, it's definitely a country song.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a country song. But he was like, let's make it a disco song.
Train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
All right,
I'd be so mad.
But that train keeps rolling.
Oh my god.
Down sad and told.
I feel like I'm watching Shaft.
This is blasphemy.
I like that.
That is literally the worst thing I've heard in my entire life.
I like that he got the guy that played the bass on the Seinfeld theme song to play at the end of that.
Oh, yeah. What's the deal with these songs?
I think the best part was train keeps coming and goes, choo-choo!
Yeah.
That was awesome. Oh, what are you talking about, Rev? Yeah.
That is horrible!
Every song should be disco. Yeah.
Oh, every song? Choo-choo. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, all right. So maybe for
train
you, Steve,
keeps
it's...
coming. Choo-choo!
It's not as blasphemous for you because of the fact maybe you're not as big of a Johnny Cash fan, I guess, as the Rev is.
Well, the Rev, he's all about Johnny Cash.
I am.
How about this? How about Metallica? We'll see how you feel about what they did to Metallica as they turned one of their songs into a kid's song.
Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son to include everyone.
Sounds like a very twisted kid's song.
From Pennywise.
Yeah.
Choo choo.
Sleep with one eye open. Gripping your pillow.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, this is very serial killer-esque.
Yeah, that's for sure. You should play this for Baby Tater Tot.
Never.
Why?
Because I want her to grow up to be a good person.
Oh, right?
Okay.
What's the name of this YouTube channel?
There I Ruined It.
Yeah,
there,
they did.
Yeah, there yeah. I Ruined It.
It does sound like Pennywise.
Yeah. Right? Well, there you go. This is a guy that what he does is he takes iconic songs and puts them in a different genre, basically.
I know he did a metal version of Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. The best part about his channel is that he does the songs and then he finds like a live performance of the band. So it's like this super massive like concert that Metallica did, and there's that he's matched it to this song.
Oh, so it looks like they're the ones doing it.
Right in front of like 20 yeah. or 60,000 people.
All right, well, look, I put a smile on your face. Rev is saying it's blasphemy. Danny, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Oh, thumbs way up.
Okay.
I love this.
I want more disco.
You want more disco?
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's what we need to bring disco back, BJ.
Do we really?
Yes.
You're going to find a whole generation, basically me, that's no way. But I'm a big believer in the, not your favorite Everclear song, but AM radio, where he says, I like pop, I like soul, I like rock, but nobody liked it, but I hate disco. Is that's the anthem. All right, Alex Hawkins is right. That's the anthem. We all hate disco.
The anthem for one man.
Yeah.
I don't know. My dad loved disco, so I think he's right.
I bet your dad did.
Your dad.
He was a DJ, I think, for a little bit, too.
He's also responsible for you.
I know.
So I just want to
say, I could see your dad wearing like one of those shirts with the butterfly collars, like button down, like four buttons, little chest hair.
Oh, yeah.
Very John
chain.
Travolta.
Yeah.
Never thought about that about your father, I swear. This is just the first time.
Uh-huh.
Just the first
time. What's up,
Juan?
Yeah. Well, we now know who has a particular fashion fantasy for Vicky's dad.
I could just see him doing that on the ones and twos, wheels of steel.
Hell yeah.
DJ Juan.
Yeah, I tried that in high school. I really found out quickly how nobody wanted to dress that way.
Well, it depends on the person, man.
Yeah, I guess I was that person that should dress that way.
You have resting bitch face, and my dad has resting let's be friends face.
He definitely does.
Yeah, I guess that must be it, but you
know. It's creepy in everything you do.
A lot of people hate disco, just saying. At least in my generation, a lot of people, especially if you like rock, you did not like disco.
I feel like every generation hated disco.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. And you want to bring it back.
Maybe everybody hating disco will bring everybody together. A common enemy.
Oh, my God.
Just like the big squid monster from Watchmen.
Okay. Boy, that is a deep relate, but I get that.
I'm a little worried for that one BG guy that's still alive.
Oh, yeah, you think
if everybody collectively hates disco, I mean, he doesn't have his backup.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, there's a picture going viral that's driving people out their minds.
Uh-oh.
It's from a pizza place in England where someone ate an entire pizza, but left the entire ring of crust. Like they basically, with a fork and knife, just went and ate the full center. And
I'm mad. Yeah, I'm looking at the picture and this just angers me.
Wow, so your
crust is
out.
The best part of the pizza.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yes,
but
it is. That's why I save it for last.
Okay, well, I guess it is for you.
And nature meant it to be last. So clearly, when God made pizza, he knew that the best part should be saved for last.
Oh, I didn't realize God actually had a whole, like, he was like, all right, let's do the trees and the animals, and now we'll do the pizza.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What do you think they ate on Noah's Ark? Pizza. Cheese pizza.
Well, that was really? A little bit after the whole God created the world thing. But all right, I'm with you on that.
But it just started and continued and continued.
Oh, that's the other. I didn't see the menu of Noah's Ark, by the way.
Right.
So that
why
was
do you think Jonah fought the whale? He ate the last slice.
It's all connecting now.
What?
I really missed that part of the Bible. Is this according to Papa John? Is this the verse?
It's the Old Testament. Just read that.
It's the way older Testament.
Yeah.
So this is people are tripping out like you, Steve. And one comment on the restaurant's tweet called the person who did this, quote, a monster.
You know, honestly, though, I would like to hang out with this person because I would eat all of their crust. They didn't. They used a fork and a knife, which is also odd to eat pizza with a fork and a knife unless it's deep dish. But they used a fork and a knife to cut all the way around the crust and eat the pizza however they chose to eat it. So they haven't gotten their mouth or their hands on the crust. I would enjoy that crust like nobody's business.
Unless it's a low-carb situation. Because, I mean, I don't know how many carbs are – well, then
there's
again,
some people that just don't like the crust.
Yeah. According to you, those people shouldn't be allowed to live.
How do you feel about, like, bread crust? Are you the same way with bread crust, like for
all
a sandwich?
Crust.
All crust? Matter.
Yeah. Oh, really? So what about the heel of the bread?
That's the best part.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually am kind of like – I'm with Steve on this. I always love the heel.
I love the heel. Hate pizza crust. I don't know.
That's weird. Yeah. Because, like, when I go to Panera, you know, I get that Fuji apple chicken salad, and on the side, you could get a piece of bread.
And what do you do?
Well, I mean, I'm going to eat whatever piece of bread they give me because their bread's amazing. But I always get super pumped when I open up the bag and they put the heel a piece of bread.
I wonder if you can request that because a lot of people don't like the heel. So I always just assume they had a whole bin of heels.
Oh, that's funny. And they just do it to the person that the customers they don't like. So maybe they just dislike me and they're just sending me the heel.
Well, you got lucky because you go, ha ha, joke's on you.
Right.
Man, just like me, man. I know if I get Almond Joys, people hate me, but I'm digging it.
What, do you guys like breadsticks?
I love breadsticks.
I love breadsticks.
So why wouldn't you like the crust of a pizza?
Fundamentally different.
It's exactly the same.
It is not. Crusts are crunchier, harder, and worse. Breadsticks are soft, fluffy, and wonderful.
Yeah, you can't compare the crust of a pizza to an Olive Garden breadstick, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I take a crust of a pizza over a breadstick any day of the week.
Okay, you know what?
Well, then we can just exchange those.
Look,
we'll barter.
I just went OGBS, which, by the way, that's from God. The breadstick from Olive Garden is from God. That's a fact. That's his wand that he made everything with.
OGBS?
I know it's National Breadstick Day.
And it's National Breadstick Day, and you're besmirching the breadstick with your stupid pizza crust.
There's better breadsticks out there than Olive Garden, let's be honest.
Oh, my God.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really?
You're going to hurt yourself, old
Yeah,
man.
Stop hurting yourself.
I'm
stop
sorry.
Kicking things.
I can't be here
good.
For this
Don't
anymore.
Get me wrong. Like,
they're
I'm not,
the best things. I mean, who's got better breadsticks?
The best thing at Olive Garden.
Oh, my God.
They are.
Wait, hold on a second. Olive Garden's got good stuff.
Well, yeah, the soup, salad, and breadsticks are amazing, but they also put the breadsticks in the title.
You're jumping to conclusions. Me saying it's the best thing at Olive Garden doesn't mean I think Olive Garden's trash. I think Olive Garden's great.
Okay.
I enjoy Olive Garden, and the breadsticks are phenomenal there. But there are better breadsticks at other places.
You name one.
Cite your sources.
You're on the cracker.
I go to like Maggiano's. Their breadsticks are great.
Look, Maggiano's has good breadsticks, but I still go to Olive Garden breadsticks because they dip them. They dip them in popcorn butter or something. Whatever they do, it's like crack. And I love Maggiano's, but I don't go there for the breadsticks.
I'd even take Domino's breadsticks over.
Are you out of your mind?
I like Domino's breadsticks. Those are good.
What's happening over here?
Have you had their breadsticks?
Well, lately, no. But back in the day. There was no way I would compare Domino's to OG. Nothing
now,
against Domino's.
They got them bread twists.
Yeah, now do those count as bread sticks because it's bread twists or the bread knots, the garlic knots are amazing at Pizza Hut.
It was a stick that got bent. If you ask me.
You know what? I think it's too much. To be honest with you, the thicker bread sticks and the garlic knots are too much. I think that's why OG's bread sticks, light and fluffy.
Little Caesar's crazy bread?
Well, that's not even a bread stick.
It's kind of like pizza bread.
Yeah, it's pizza without the crust.
Little Caesar's bread sticks are the best.
Okay, I would like to do a taste test.
Way better than Olive Garden.
Yeah, we do.
Cancel Migs. Olive Garden breadsticks are the best.
we have to test this out.
I'm sorry, but nothing against Little Caesars, but I find it hard to believe their breadsticks are better than Olive Garden.
So is it Little Caesars crazy bread? It's crazy good.
It's not a breadstick. I mean, yeah, the crazy bread's good, but that's, I mean, it's a
is
stick,
it not a,
and it's a bread.
Well, if it's in stick form, it's a breadstick.
Well, in that case, you know what? Wonder Bread's amazing breadsticks.
Okay, let's not get twisted.
Oh, that's crazy. But yeah, I mean, it's a breadstick as opposed to crazy.
Crazy
twisted.
Bread is still a stick of bread.
Thank you.
Let me see that bread.
I got to get on their website and do things.
All right, because I thought their breadsticks were more like a bread 2x4.
I'll pick it.
You know what I mean? But the breadsticks at Olive Garden, they're round. They're tubular.
No, these are. Yeah, no, crazy bread is.
They're tubular?
Yeah.
Totally tubular.
Totally
man.
Awesome, man. Right, well, kicking
then we,
rad.
Then we have to actually do
yeah,
a taste
look at those
test.
Things.
All right.
It's a breadstick.
Okay, fair enough.
They're just crazy.
All right. Well, I'll try it. I'll, you know, for science.
Yeah, right, for science.
Huh?
So it says there's no way in hell Steve isn't trolling you guys right now. No, I'm not. Again, like I do like Olive Garden's breadsticks. I just don't think that they're the best breadstick that you can get.
I've already called the SeaTac airport. You're on the do not fly list because you're a terrorist. Because only what? A terrorist would say that. Only someone a terrorist said, would say, OG, breadsticks are not, you know, not the thing.
I don't know if Vicky's ever been here because it's in Marysville. Cristiano's breadsticks.
Ooh, I did a long time ago because my buddy worked there, and I remember they were tasty, but... It's been a while. Might have to go again.
Well, what about the Olive Garden breadsticks? Remember those?
Oh, I love those.
See, right, look, she just said that. So they couldn't have been that good if she just, you know.
Well, I've been to Olive Garden more recently.
Right, and we've been just for years hammered over our head that their breadsticks are amazing.
Are you saying it's propaganda?
Yes.
And it's hashtag fake Olive Garden breadstick news?
Yes.
Well, it's Big Breadstick trying to influence us.
I can't believe Big Breadstick's in my mind. Can't believe it.
It's funny how, though, you could say that something you don't think is the best, and all of a sudden it gets misconstrued as me saying they're bad. I'm never saying that they're bad. I'm just saying if I had my choice, I'd take a pizza crust over a breadstick, and I would take other breadsticks over Olive Garden.
See,
when it comes to, like, if I was creating, like, the top five breadsticks, I need time to do the homework.
I want to be clear.
But Domino's I would put ahead.
I want to be clear, because you don't want to be mistaken for saying something's bad. I can appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I want to be clear. There's no mistake. You are bad. You should be on the donut. There's no mistake there. You are anti-American, anti-breadstick. Anti-social.
So we were talking about, like, twisty bread and all that stuff.
Anti-pasta.
You gotta try the Domino's garlic knots. Those things are so good.
Is that considered a breadstick?
Well, it's bread in a knot, yeah.
Yeah.
No, because I don't put knots in my sticks.
Well, okay.
Yeah, just there you go.
Somebody says, all those Caesar's breadsticks are pretty much the same as their pizza crust, made with the same dough. I know, I worked there when I was a teen.
See, that's different.
That's awesome.
Olive Garden's breadsticks, though, are a different, they have a fluffiness. I mean, it's just a whole different, world than, like, basically having a pizza crust. What do you think it is? I mean, it's a pizza joint. They're going to go, hey, would you like flatbread? Would you like crazy bread? Would you like pizza sticks? Would you like a pizza crust? And it's all the same thing, just cut differently. I mean, if you get, like, the crazy bread with marinara sauce, and then they also go, would you like the cheese bread with marinara sauce? I'm just getting a deconstructed pizza, aren't I?
You know, I'm going to go with this texture as well. Pizza Hut breadsticks are the best. Those are freaking awesome.
They are good.
I haven't had them.
Better than Olive Garden.
I'm going to say this. Again, it's the same problem. Am I having basically pizza crust sticks? I mean, Olive Garden sticks are different. You don't even have them with sauce. You have them with
but
the
Olive
salad.
But Olive Garden's not giving you pizza.
That's right. That's why they're not going to basically just take the crust that nobody eats and go, here's a stick. At Olive Garden, you don't even need marinara. You get it with the salad. And they're so good with that salad.
Oh, good. You toss it and eat it. I don't care.
As you know, Steve, I'm a giver. I don't toss my own salad. It's only anybody else that would like me to make their salad tasty.
So it says, okay, well, if we're going to throw in the bread products, what about breadsticks from Olive Garden versus the Cheddar Bay biscuits over at Red Lobster?
Cheddar Bay all the way.
Thank you.
100%.
At least you and I can see eye to eye on that.
Yeah.
Problem is I have never had one.
Ooh, The Rock, the pizza place, has the best breadsticks, someone said. Definitely Ooh. Top three. Farelli's is up there as well. Farelli's is really good.
I haven't been to Farelli's, but I have been to The Rock, and I don't know if I've had Rock breadsticks. Can't remember if I have. I mean, I know I've had Rock everything good stuff. I just remember Vicky just drowning in one of the buckets. That's all I remember because she was so tiny in that bucket.
Yeah, she had two, and then we went to go see a movie, and that was a train wreck.
Oh, that was so great. Vicky was the bucket was as big as she was. She goes, I have two, please.
Yeah.
See, I think what we're starting to learn is that there's plenty of breadsticks out there that just we don't need to just always just make Olive Garden our go-to.
Oh, no, it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, buddy. I mean, look, the other breadsticks I won't turn down, but if you say, BJ, we are going to just have a breadstick meal. Where are we going? There's only one destination.
Well, it's because they brainwashed you, man.
I am not going to believe the hashtag
breadwashed
big breadstick.
They breadwashed you. Yes.
Yeah, they breadwashed me.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you filed for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy,
You can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.